Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. The Life of St. Philip Neri by Antonio Galonio, Book 1, Section 7, continued. Once our dear father had received sufficient education in the human sciences, to the extent that there were few of his contemporaries who could match him. He left secular learning behind him to follow the call of Christ, giving himself totally to prayer and the contemplation of the things of God. This was, I think, at the end of the year 37 of our century. In order to apply himself to this work above all else, he sold those books he possessed. He began to be gripped by such a longing to find Christ as can hardly be expressed in words. Walking always afire with the Spirit, Philip found that prayer was more delightful, more refreshing, more joyous than anything else. He prayed by day, he prayed by night, and his thirst for prayer was never quenched by prayer, but ever increased. When he was meditating upon the bitter death that Christ died for the salvation of the human race, or the crimes and sins of the wicked, which bring the wrath of God upon themselves, he was quite overcome with weeping. He was glad to be harsh with his own body, as the Spirit prompted. Constantly, he begged for the conversion of the wicked, begging the Lord for this through the death of his only son, not without copious tears. When he saw a figure of Christ hanging upon the cross, he was unable to restrain his tears, so that even if he tried to apply himself to philosophy, he could not stop weeping at the sight. He adopted the custom of the visiting the seven churches of the city virtually every day, or at least one or two of them, without any companion, to make his devotions there. It is amazing to tell how much he profited from these pilgrimages and what lasting fruit he plucked from the will of God thereby. Often he spent entire nights in those places, lovingly contemplating heavenly things. Even more often he spent the night in prayer in the catacomb called San Callisto, taking very little sleep. If he did find a little rest necessary, he took it on the bare floor of the porches of those basilicas. He acquired such a facility in opening himself in prayer to God that it was more a question of his being compelled by God's grace to pray than having to force himself to kindle the flame of divine love by means of the new method of meditation on divine subjects. He was so saturated by the outpouring of heavenly joy during his prayers that he could hardly endure it. Because of this, not only did he fall prostrate on the ground, but he even had to call out to the Lord in such words as these, "That is enough, O Lord, enough. Restrain the billows of thy grace, I beg you." It happened one day that he was more than usually overwhelmed by these delights, to the point of expiry. And so he began to beg for God's mercy with greater fervor than before. "Leave me, O Lord," he cried. "Leave me. I cannot bear so great a burden of heavenly delight. I am only mortal. I cannot. O Lord, I shall die if you do not relieve me at once, if you do not help me." And after he had prayed in this manner for some time, the Lord did lighten the excessive fervor of his soul a little. This I heard from his own account. This is why we need not be surprised that he benefited from his own escape from these straits to teach us that for those who truly love God, there is nothing more difficult, harsh, or burdensome than the continuation of this life. Saints are supposed to look on death with longing and life with resignation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle God of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. When Saint Philip Neri gave up his studies, he did so not because he didn't like to study. He did so not because he was sick and tired of reading. He did so because the Holy Spirit impressed on his heart a deep, deep desire for prayer. And there was a great crucifix in the Sapientia, the Augustinian college, that you can still visit. If you go to the Church of San Agostino in Rome, where the tomb of St. Monica is, in the side of that church, off the church, is a room with a gigantic crucifix, with a great huge wound in the side. And that's the crucifix that St. Philip could not take his mind off of. He couldn't take his heart off of. And so philosophy is about the love of wisdom, but it's about the wisdom that we can discover by our own intellects, by our own thinking about the world, but our own figuring things out. But what St. Philip discovered was a higher wisdom, the wisdom of the gospel, the wisdom of Jesus Christ, but it's a wisdom that's infused, that builds on faith, and it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And when that wisdom touched his soul, he couldn't go back to the philosophy with the same joy that he had. So let us remember, the Lord does not let us stay where we are. The Lord takes us farther. And we can't say, oh no, Lord, I want to go back to how it used to be. It was so much better back then. That's not what St. Philip did. He didn't say, oh Lord, let me go back to my happy days of philosophy studies. No, he accepted that God had better ideas than he did. And so he gave himself more and more to prayer. And in the end, that is the way, the true way, the greatest way to God. Yes, we can discover God by our thinking, but let us never forget that there is the way of God to us that happens above all in the incarnation, but it becomes real and concrete for each of us by prayer. Oh, Saint Philip, on this your birthday, give us all a desire to pray like you had. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.